Confident Healer. I'm your host, Sharmila Molly, and in this podcast, we have inspirational, uplifting, and soulful conversations about the ins and outs of having confidence as a healer and as a healer in business. Hello, and welcome back to The Confident Healer. I'm your hostess, Sharmila Molly, and this week, it's just me, another solo cast. So this week's topic is going to be about the Akashic Records. Now, I think I don't think I've mentioned, maybe I do have, but I have been reading the Akashic Records for about 5 years, about maybe 3 years professionally. And a couple of my friends and my brother were asking me about it. And so I told them to send me a few questions that I could answer and make an episode out of it. So as I mentioned before in the episode with Anthony Bourdain and my grandmother, who I had dreams about both of them. And I did a reading for myself and I opened their records as well. So I wanted to explain a little bit of the process. And this may not, if you do Akashic Record readings, this may not be similar to yours, but this is what I was taught. So this is something I learned how to do. I took it from Cheryl Marlene 5 years ago, and I'm currently taking a level 3 Akashic Records class, which I'm so excited. So good. It's very deep spiritual work just based on the questions. And it definitely builds your confidence as a reader because it's all trust. You have to trust that the information you're getting is real and not just like something in your head. Like, did I make that up? Because it's definitely, I certainly didn't make it up. So the process that she teaches is that she gives you a visualization to do, very simple grounding, combining grounding into the earth and grounding into the universe. And she has an invocation to read out loud. And so when you open someone's record, you're opening up to that person's energy, the energy of their soul's point of origin. And you say the invocation and then you announce that the records are open and then the reading starts. And it's a simple process. Some people do it. I remember when I was taking the level 2 class, which was opening for others, meaning other than yourself. So that could be a person, an animal, a place, a planet, and others meaning other than you. And some people would just do the invocation so quickly, like I would just sit there and like, okay, I've got to imagine the roots, you know, growing from, you know, you're sitting up against the oak tree and you visualize your spine is a tree. I mean, for me, it's an oak. And anyways, it would take me, you know, sometimes a minute or two. And so that is the process that I use, the process that I was taught to use each time I do a reading, whether it's for myself or for someone else. And so I have a few questions and I will read them. That's what I was going to say. So in the previous episode, when I do a reading for myself, it only works with pen and paper or a laptop or some sort of typing device. I don't just get information that way just by listening, like when I do for other people. For some reason, that's just not the way it works for me. So I've already opened my records. I spent Friday afternoon, now Saturday, doing this reading and answering these questions. And the first one I'm going to read is from my own Akashic Records. And that's just one question. And then the rest of the reading is from the founders of the Akashic Record. And I got this idea from my class because in some of the exercises, we open the records of pretty big entities like Ancient Mother and the founders of the Akashic Record. So that's because I just thought, well, you know what? This might be more appropriate to ask the originators that brought to you the Akashic Record. So, so I'm going to be reading from that. It's about 1, 2, front and back, 3, 4. Oh, this is a nice sound effect. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read the reading that I did yesterday. So the first question is, what is an Akashic Record? And again, I'm answering from my record. So this is from my soul's point of origin. What is an Akashic Record? It is the name given to the oracle of your soul, or of one soul. You are accessing the origin of your soul, and humans have always had someone in their village, tribe, community that had access to information about one's future. For guidance, for farming, determining the sex of a child, etc. We give these examples because that is what was important to more ancient humans. It is a way to access your most divine, highest self outside of the ego self, not who you were in a past life, not who you will be in a future life, but the self of the soul. So this whole time I was just like, okay, what does that mean? I'm thinking to myself, this doesn't make any sense. So then I wrote, people will get confused by self of soul. And my records answered, well, that's the best term because some people may not understand or comprehend your soul's point of origin. It contextualizes the quote unquote, your soul's point of origin. Even that may be. And I think I don't know if I said this, that may be too conceptual. No, they said that. So they said that may be too conceptual. We find record limiting, but again, it's a description of a way to grasp this very multidimensional part of yourself. Yourself as in who, as in you here in the present moment from your soul's point of origin. I'm reading this for the first time, so pardon me if I stumble over the words that I'm reading. So now I'm going to switch to the founders of the Akashic Record. And from here on out, unless I make a commentary side note about something, this is from the founders of the Akashic Records. So I asked, what are you? And they answered, the founders of the Akashic Record answered, we are the energy, the consciousness of Earth and its inhabitants that encompass the experience of humans. It is because your form that we have formed due to curiosity of humans, the soul that has embodied to this form of human. We existed, they had me write in parentheses, careful, there are many paradoxes here, close parentheses. So we existed before humans, the consciousness of souls, and because there was actual page turning, that is not a sound effect, we existed before humans, the consciousness of souls, this is so not making sense right now, but that's okay. We existed before humans. And I guess they're saying before the consciousness of souls. And because there was an agreement, we decided to be a lifeline of sorts so that once the soul incarnated into some kind of form, that we would be able to communicate, guide, and be that quote unquote lifeline for incarnated beings. We are formless, ageless, infinite, and no, we are not universal consciousness. We are beyond that. We have many names by many beings beyond Earth. So then I asked, and this kind of blew my mind. Like it may, when I get these very big answers, I get like the information slows down. I can't process it. I'm like, what? It's such a big concept. Okay. So I asked, what is beyond universal consciousness? Everything and nothing. So they answered, everything and nothing, all encompassing, infinite, pure energy. It's a big concept. So they're responding to what I was saying to myself. They told me to breathe. You don't have to comprehend. You are in the founders, a name only to help the human's mind to relate to conceptualize. You can't think, you just be. We are here to help. Let's move forward with questions. And I just wanted to, oh, and then they say to the listener, strap in, drop your mind and expand, breathe. Okay, so I asked, what is an Akashic record? Great question. Again, quote unquote record, human language to help conceptualize, contextualize. You tap, or a reader, quote unquote reader, an Akashic record reader, taps into the unique signature of a person, what that soul originated from. And again, if there's a grammar mistake, this is how I wrote it. Akashic records doesn't care about grammar. And it's very, you know, it's very specific what they're saying. So I'll continue. There are many timelines to access. And when you get a reading, you are accessing it from where you are in that moment of time. All the things you learned up to that point, how you feel emotionally and physically, and your answer will be attributed to where you are in that moment. It differs, or it can differ, from a card reading like tarot, oracle, or an intuitive / psychic reading, because some may be accessing their highest self, which pertains to the highest self of a person. That person can, quote unquote, tap into you and tell you similar things you get from an Akashic reading. The Akashic records is not just the divine of is not just the divine self of you, this personality. It's, again, your soul's point of origin, the soul that incarnates as a human. In some ways, yes, it's similar because the person that is doing the Akashic reading is trusting themselves to access information that the reader normally wouldn't have access to. And there are many different types of Akashic readers, depending on who taught them and or if they are self-taught. It's a distinction that humans like to make because you all like and need to understand things. To us, it's all the same. And so what I was getting was we like to classify things and put labels on things, although that seems to be changing. For you, it's different. And we have given our best description to help give this reading, these questions, some context. We are not a personality. The quote unquote Akashic records are words given to a concept of accessing knowing that's beyond the ego mind. People that have passed can show up a future life in another body different from your life now can show up, or past life can show up depending on what your question is. Some people like to know about their past lives. Some people like to know about a future event or something current going on. It's a perspective. It's a perspective from a unique perspective, and your soul's origin is like an oracle. Let me read that again because when I flipped over, I wasn't sure if I've, anyway. Okay, so some people like to know about their past lives. Some people like to know something about a future event or something current going on. It's a perspective from a unique perspective, and your soul's origin is like an oracle. So I guess what I'm getting from this, I remember I was trying to understand this yesterday, that humans have always sought out oracles. Like, you go back to any civilization current amongst tribal communities, there was always a shaman, a medicine man or a medicine woman, or an oracle. And it's all kind of the same type of person, someone who is a seer, someone that can do some sort of energy work, right? This has always been a person throughout history of people. There's always been someone in each community. So they're saying, you know, we're treating our soul's origin like an oracle. Getting a different perspective outside of ourselves, getting advice. Is that making sense? It may not be making sense, but that's okay. So they said, a question to ask, what is your soul's point of origin? And so that's a question to ask if you were to get an Akashic reading. What is the purpose of an Akashic reading? To give a person information, meaning, oftentimes validating something you have in mind or you have an intuitive hit about. It's a creative way to look at a situation, problem, or question that you have. It's a way of connecting to your soul in a conscious manner. Next question is, and again, this is all from the founders of the Akashic Record. How can the Akashic Record support you on your journey of transformation? And they say, we offer a perspective that you conscious mind wouldn't have thought about. Another way to answer a question that you haven't figured out. A reading is always transformational. The moment you ask for one to the moment your reading is over, you are transforming. And if you are in tune with yourself, you will be aware of how much you are shifting. Depending on the reader, let's give this reader Sharmila, she was taught not to quote unquote therapize. She was taught by her teacher to give the information word for word, vision by vision. In other words, she gives the information as she gets it. No interpretations, not softening the blow. We will let her describe what she has experienced when doing a reading for herself and other people. So it's definitely an evolving process, when I do readings. So I describe everything that happens in a reading. So I'm hearing auditory, clairaudience. I'm hearing another voice. And I also, I'll see flashes of words or a situation. I'll also get a feeling that's the only way to transmit it. And I will just say, okay, so there, I'm getting a feeling of sadness, anger, frustration, whatever the feeling is. And they also tell me and the other person to breathe. They give us directions as well. And from a reading, I'm also, empathic. So I'm picking up from the other person and feeling what they're feeling. And so because that's happening, they will tell me what to tell that person, just to help them prepare for the information that's coming. And when the information comes that I feel like it's something negative, something that their expectation is one thing, and then they get the answer, which is the opposite of their expectation, which can be disappointing. And depending on what the question is, it's disappointing to say the least. And so in the beginning, I would brace myself for their reaction. And I would preface during the reading, like, okay, so this information I'm getting, I feel like it's heavy, and I'm judging the information. And I just want to let you know, I need to just take a breath here. And then I give them the information, because it makes me, because I'm uneasy delivering it. And I just let them know, like, I'm very uneasy telling you this. That's them letting me describe things. And that's the other thing too, is I will tell the person, because they'll allow me to give information too. Like if there's something that I know, like a resource there, I will let the person know getting the reading, like, hey, they're, I call it they. The Akashic Records are giving me permission to speak on my own and give you this information. This is what I'm getting, or this is a resource you can, a website or a phone number to look up to get help for X, Y, or Z. So to continue on with the question, what is the purpose, or how can the Akashic Records support you on your journey of transformation? They also responded, when you receive unfiltered, uninterpreted information, it's up to the recipient to figure out for themselves. The information is for the recipient. And sometimes the information isn't what they want to hear. Like I was just saying, it's up to the recipient to decide what to do with that information. And again, I'll just insert myself here. That's one thing, that she has dutifully, Cheryl, my Akashic Records teacher, has taught us, is to not judge the information. And that's why we don't filter it, because we don't know this person. And that's why we have to give the information unfiltered and not do anything, especially if it's like something heavy, not doing anything to soften the blow, because you don't know what that person's experience is, and they are meant to hear it the way it's being said to you exactly. So not to filter it, because you are then changing something for them and taking their free will away. That's my comment about that. And they said, you can always ask to clarify or that you don't understand something. So I will, when somebody looks confused, I said, you can ask if you like to clarify that. So next question. How can the info be used for transformation? And they said, you can certainly ask in your reading. The way it can be used is infinite. You can journal your impressions after and before. You can apply what information you received. You have the free will. Like we said, it's transformational once you ask for a reading, even if it's a month before the appointment. You can also ask to be transformed. But always, the info you receive will affect you and transform you in some way. Do the guides ever decide if you can give an answer? Oh, yes. Just ask Sharmila. And they said, sometimes the person isn't ready on some fundamental level. Again, you have to let go of judgment and expectation. And this goes for both the reader and the recipient. We may not answer the question or may ask you a question or respond with an exercise for you to do. You never know. It depends on where, who you are at that particular moment. And yeah, I've definitely done a few readings where they said this is not the time to answer that question because you aren't ready for the answer. And I was like, okay. And one of those times I was really worried about what the answer was going to be because I kind of knew what the answer was. And I was scared that I just thought, oh my God, like, is this real? I just remember doing this one reading and feeling very uneasy about the answer. And I don't know if it was, I mean, the answer that I got was that they weren't ready. And I was very glad for that because the person didn't, you know, it was something that they blocked out. So it was a pretty heavy trauma, to say the least. And I just was kind of doubting, like, am I just going along with what they're saying? Because, you know, to me, when someone blocks, has that heavy of a trauma that they blocked out, is pretty, you know, I mean, I can only go to one particular place of what that trauma could be. And so they kind of saved me and saved both of us in that reading. So that was definitely interesting that they said that, because I wasn't ready to give the answer. And apparently the person was not ready to receive either. The next question is, how do you choose an Akashic reader? Great question. Humans are mysterious creatures. Some choose because they resonate with the name. They just like the name of the person. It's your preference. Trust your intuition. Ha 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 ha. We laugh because it's a question from the analytical mind. And if that's how it works for you, great. Whatever works. You can put a bunch of names on a piece of paper on a dartboard. Have fun with your choice, how you choose. It will always be meant to be the reader for you because that's the choice you made. The question is, can you live with that choice? And the next question is that this is from my brother. How can you prepare? Is it advisable to? And they responded, be present. You have many distractions. You have many distractions in this world. Dinging at you like Sharmila's phone keeps doing. My phone was next to me and it kept getting text messages. Be in a place where you know you won't be distracted or will be the least distracted. If you want to get grounded, find your favorite way to do so. Do you like to take notes? Can you record the entire reading? Is it better to receive such profound, potentially life-giving information on an empty stomach or in a full stomach? Bring a drink, non-alcoholic. And yes, we advise you to be fully present, comfortable to prepare for your reading. And then I asked, is it better to be free of recreational substances and meds that make you drowsy or numb? And they answered, if you know that you aren't coherent and unable to be present for your reading, then don't. Do you respect yourself enough to be present without and recreational substances in your body that can cloud your judgment? If you're taking a pain medication, muscle relaxant, and it makes you drowsy or non-present or half-present, then wait until you are off your medication. If you take medication for regulating emotions, then that seems to be fine. And that's where the reading ended. And I was asking that because the way Cheryl taught us is to not have anything in your system for 24 hours. So that means if you had been drinking the night before and you are performing a reading, doing a reading or receiving one, to wait 24 hours and to not have to be substance free. And I never asked why, never questioned it. And that meant like alcohol or weed. And I guess certain medications, you know, a lot of people take pain meds for different things. And I just assumed it was for you as a reader to be fully present and as the recipient to be fully present, to get the most out of the reading. So that's why I asked that question. So I hope this helps you understand what an Akashic reading is. So again, that was from the founders of the Akashic Record. If you have any questions about this episode or about anything else about the Akashic Records, please email me. I will have my email in the show notes. You can go directly to the site, theconfidenthealer.net, and leave a comment. But yeah, I would love to hear from you if you had any questions, and I will address that in another episode. So with that, I will bid you adieu. And thank you so much for listening in today to The Confident Healer. I'm Sharmila Mali, and I will see you next time. Bye. Mwah. Thank you for listening. Please go to www.theconfidenthealer.net. This is the best place to listen to the podcast, and it's also where you can go and find the guest info in the show notes. Remember, there are three important actions to take to help grow the show. Invite others to listen, leave a review if you learned something new, or if you just learned something, and by leaving a donation. You can find the links on theconfidenthealer.net. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.